As the world increasingly moves towards consensus on climate change, both its causes and outcomes, I should like to focus attention on the biggest single opportunity we have to combat the problem. And that is the protection of the remaining but rapidly dwindling rainforests of the world. Now, I wonder how many of you are fully aware of the benefits to all of us if we could curb or stop deforestation altogether. It is absolutely crucial that the world's forests need to be seen for what they are, giant global utilities providing essential services to humanity on a vast scale. Let's just look at the facts for a minute. Amazonia's forests, for instance, help store the largest body of flowing freshwater on the planet. The trees release 20 billion tons of water into the atmosphere every day. Rain from the forests of the Congo waters half of Africa. Just take the case of Ethiopia, which has suffered decades of drought and famine, in large part as a result of deforestation. 100 years ago, 35% of Ethiopia was covered in trees, but the figure today is barely 4%. So not only are the rainforests the world's air conditioning system and thermostat, and home to much of the world's biodiversity, but they also sustain the lives of some of the poorest people on this earth. And yet, the destruction goes on at a truly terrifying pace, despite the knowledge that carbon emissions from burning forests are responsible for around 20% of global greenhouse gas emissions. Only the energy sector has a larger share. Now, you might think that for all these reasons, the world's forests would be treated with respect and their preservation assured. But this simply isn't happening, at least not yet. The problem is that the true value of forests to the world community is not understood and not paid for. Somehow, we have to find ways of putting a price on them, on the forests, which makes them more valuable alive than dead. So how do we do it? The immediate priority, I believe, is the need to develop a new credit market which will give a true value to carbon and the ecosystem services that rainforests provide the rest of the world. We are content to pay for the other utilities we receive, water, gas, and electricity. So shouldn't we pay as well for the world's greatest utility, its rainforests? In other words, pay for the perpetual retention of forests like Iwakrama in Guyana. Of course, none of this is going to be easy, but surely it should be the ethical duty of wealthy nations, which have, perhaps unwittingly, created the problem of climate change, to find a solution. Developing nations, which may suffer most from climate change and consequently unheard of levels of poverty, are now calling on us for help. Climate change means that their survival and ours is now more closely linked than ever before.